It's Tuesday, September 23rd. I'm Jane Costin, and this is What A Day, the show that says that if you want evidence-based medical advice you can count on, run away from the White House as fast as you possibly can. On today's show, the Supreme Court signals it will probably, maybe, overturn a near-century-old law for President Donald Trump. And Disney announces Jimmy Kimmel Live will return to late night. But let's start with Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., noted anti-vaxxer and, apparently, part-time detective. Back in April, RFK Jr. announced at a cabinet meeting that he was on the hunt for the real cause of autism. A hunt that would take no prisoners, ask big questions, and find the one true answer to a medical question that's been researched for decades by September.
We are going at your direction. We are going to know by September. We've launched a massive testing and research effort that's going to involve hundreds of scientists from around the world. By September, we will know what has caused the autism epidemic, and we'll be able to eliminate those exposures.
Well, on Monday, the Trump administration announced that the hunt was over. Sort of. In an upcoming report that already has raised way, way, way more questions than it could possibly answer, the government announced that it was looking to link rising autism rates to the use of acetaminophen, the active ingredient in Tylenol, by pregnant women. But in some countries, like, say, Cuba, the drug goes under the name paracetamol, a fact which it seems the president of the United States was not aware of.
There's a rumor, and I don't know if it's so or not, that Cuba, they don't have Tylenol because they don't have the money for Tylenol, and they have virtually no autism.
Except, as I mentioned earlier, Cuba does have acetaminophen, a.k.a. paracetamol, a.k.a. Tylenol. But blaming autism on Tylenol with no evidence is part and parcel of what the Make America Healthy Again movement actually looks like, acting based on vibes and feels and ignoring actual evidence, and putting the responsibility for public health on the backs of individuals, particularly women. Because Tylenol is the only drug approved to reduce fevers in pregnant women, and high fevers can be incredibly, incredibly dangerous during pregnancy. But Trump doesn't seem to care much about that.
They are strongly recommending that women limit Tylenol use during pregnancy unless medically necessary. That's, for instance, in cases of extremely high fever, that you feel you can't tough it out, you can't do it. I guess there's that.
Note, don't do anything, Trump just said. There is so much more I could say about this absolute train wreck of a press conference that will only serve to make people more anxious and less informed. So to try to talk it out, I spoke to Brandi Zadrozny, a journalist covering misinformation and extremism for MSNBC. Brandi, welcome to What A Day.
Thank you, and what a day.
So, just on a very basic level, why is the Trump administration making this announcement right now? What does it actually mean, and what's their motivation here?
Okay, so why they're making it now, I think it's pretty clear, and it's because Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has promised that by September, we would have the cause for autism. Now, in the meantime, since he made that promise over the summer, it has been bad news after bad news after bad news for the Trump administration in terms of public health. I mean, we've had the gutting of research. We have had cancellation of research. The big vaccine panel that recommends vaccines was all fired by Kennedy. The experts were gone, and in their place came these anti-vaccine critics. And there's just been really bad news out of the Trump administration. Like, we haven't had any good news for a while. Trump needed what he thought was a win in terms of solving autism. And it seems that he pressured Kennedy to get out a report earlier than maybe it was ready. Kennedy, for months, has been digging into the data behind vaccines where he thinks the autism and vaccine link will all be revealed. It's called the vaccine safety data link, but nothing has come of that yet. And so Trump wanted something, and this is what we got.
So I was talking to my team earlier, and it really did seem like a performance. Like, science is not like, you don't give science deadlines.
And he even did say, Trump said yesterday when he was talking to reporters, you know, if I'm wrong, okay, we're wrong. Which is just, again, it's the wildest way to roll out such a sweeping proclamation about children and public health and pregnant women.
Yeah. And what gets me is RFK Jr., he does what I call the Gish Galop he does that style of argumentation, which is basically to just keep throwing things at you, and you get so overwhelmed that you're like, fine, fine. You're just too tired to actually argue with them. But can you help just fact check this? As someone who's been reporting on this, what do we know about the research the administration is citing, and what are real actual doctors and researchers saying about this?
I have not seen yet, and one might come, but I have not seen a sort of data sheet. I have not seen a report yet to accompany this press conference. And there have been a couple of studies that have shown a possible link between conditions and acetaminophen use. Like that is real. But what Kennedy does, and what you're just alluding to, is he does this thing where he throws out numbers at you, but he also ignores far larger studies. In 2024, there was this huge study that was published in JAMA, and it looked at some 2.5 million Swedish children, and it showed no link between autism, ADHD, or any sort of intellectual disability and Tylenol or acetaminophen. The majority of the evidence in front of us at this moment shows that that link is just not real. But you have, again, like the report was due, you know, the boss said now is the time. And so this is sort of the best that they have.
I know that this seems like kind of an obvious question, but I think I want to talk it out with you, because Trump repeated several times that people should avoid taking Tylenol and said that, quote, nothing bad can happen. It can only good happen. Now, aside from grammar that raises other questions, I have to ask, what are the risks of making connections like this on such a big stage with so little research? It's like, yo, what?
So there has been a real debate, even within the anti-vaccine movement, about Tylenol for years and years. There are some doctors in that anti-vaccine movement, and even they, for the most part, when it comes to Tylenol, they'll generally say, you don't want to mess around with a high fever. You know, when babies get high fevers, danger can happen, right? Like, it can cause a host of maladies, and I'm not a doctor, but to the brain and the body that can be sometimes unrecoverable.
And Tylenol is the only over-the-counter medication approved for high fevers in pregnant women.
100%. So, and a high fever is a danger zone. It's a very dangerous thing to have a high fever. So having Trump come out today and say, do not take Tylenol, just don't take it unless you just can't tough it out. It was just such a bold statement. I part of you wants to say, no one's going to believe this, right? Like, no pregnant woman is like, oh, I had a fever, but, you know, my president just said not to, so I would never do it.
No, because I think that I also think that there is no more vulnerable time in your life than when you're pregnant. And one of the things that really grinds my gears about the whole MAHA movement is putting the onus on women for everything. Like, it's women's fault if their children are diagnosed with autism. And I think we see this over and over again. Obviously, it's your fault. You did it. You know, a better woman would have never given her child vaccines or Tylenol or done anything. And so what do you think that says about RFK Jr. and the MAHA movement's big picture strategy when it comes to women's health?
There's a whole fallacy of the natural health movement that doing nothing is always the best thing, right? That natural is always the best option, from home birth to what we feed our children, to organic everything. Like, that is, it's just a prevailing narrative inside that movement. And it's often not true. And I think you're totally right. I've always said that this is a movement led by men, but powered by women. I think it's important not to forget, too, that, like, this movement is one of harassment, too. It always has been, especially online. Like, when a woman's baby has died, you'll have a group of other mothers within this movement saying, have you looked at vaccines? And the narrative is that she feels so bad that she gave her baby autism by giving vaccines that she is now doing this thing to hurt all of us.
At the end of the day, we are getting what I would say real bullshit information from our health from the government right now. The CDC is majorly gutted at this point. The HHS is obviously compromised, as we've just been talking about, and the NIH is too. And I think also since COVID, there have just been so many people on the right and the left who just don't trust doctors anymore, don't trust the government advice, even previous to the Trump administration, and they just want to do their own research. So when it comes to getting real, reliable information related to medicine and our health, Who can we trust at this point?
You're right. We cannot trust the CDC at this point. It's not an agency that we can go to for good health information. It's just not. But there are, in some states, there are other institutions being born in the West and in the Northeast to help you deal with this and to help answer the questions of like what vaccines are available and when can you get them and where can you go. Also, you know, medical associations, groups like the AAP has said, you know, we are going to do our own vaccine recommendations. We are not going to even go to the CDC meetings anymore. They called them illegitimate. I think you can follow your trusted news sources and try to get information there. But it really is, it's a sad time for institutional trust around medicine. And I think you're definitely right. I think it's something that we saw start to happen with COVID, and it's just ballooned into this this monster that it's hard to know where to go. It's hard to know.
Brandy, thank you so much for joining me.
My pleasure.
That was my conversation with MSNBC journalist Brandy Zadrozny. We'll link to her work in the show notes. We'll get to more of the news in a moment, but if you like the show, make sure to subscribe, leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, watch us on YouTube, and share with your friends. More to come after some ads. What a Day is brought to you by Bookshop.org. Where you shop for books matters. When you purchase from Bookshop.org, you're supporting more than 2,400 local, independent bookstores across the country, ensuring they'll continue to foster culture, curiosity, and a love of reading for generations to come. And big news! Bookshop.org has an ebook app. Now you can support local, independent bookstores even when you read digitally. Use code WAD to get 10% off your next order at Bookshop.org. That's code WAD at Bookshop.org.
Hey, Crooked listeners! If you haven't become a friend of the pod yet, you are missing out on exclusive bonus content that drops every single week. If you do join, you're helping us, grow Crooked Media, which is one of the few independent, proudly pro-democracy media companies left in Trump's America. If you join, you also get ad-free episodes of all your favorite pods, ad-free episodes of Pod Save America, Love It or Leave It, Offline, Pod Save the World. You also get bonus content like our new extra episode of Pod Save America called Pod Save America Only Friends, Dan Pfeiffer's Polar Coaster. You also get access to all of our excellent Substack newsletters like Pod Save America Open Tabs and tons more great content. So stop what you're doing right now and go ahead and subscribe at crooked.com/friends. Check it out.
Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves, you're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing, or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit ncl.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry the Bahamas and USA.
Here's what else we're following today.
Headlines.
It's just been announced that Jimmy Kimmel Live will return to our air tomorrow.
Jimmy Kimmel Live is back. Mostly. All eyes will be on Kimmel tonight as he returns to ABC's lineup after the network indefinitely suspended his show last week over comments he made about the murder of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. But he won't be back everywhere. Sinclair Broadcast Group, which controls nearly 40 ABC-affiliated stations across the country, said it won't bring Kimmel's show back to its stations just yet. Disney's decision to pull the show in the first place, which coincidentally came just hours after the head of the Federal Communications Commission suggested Kimmel should get the boot, set off a firestorm as President Trump tightens his grip on the media in unprecedented ways. More than 400 big names in the entertainment industry, including Tom Hanks, Meryl Streep, and Selena Gomez, signed on to an open letter from the American Civil Liberties Union protesting Kimmel's suspension. And it unleashed days of protests in cities across the country, including Hollywood, where Jimmy Kimmel Live tapes. So it raised eyebrows when ABC's The View, which talks about, well, everything, was uncharacteristically quiet about Kimmel. But host Whoopi Goldberg addressed it on Monday.
Did y'all really think we weren't gonna talk about Jimmy Kimmel? I mean, have you watched the show over the last 29 seasons? Yeah. So you know, no one silences us.
I mean, one could be forgiven for thinking they weren't going to talk about it when they just didn't. But I digress. ABC, for its part, said in a statement Monday, quote, "We have spent the last days having thoughtful conversations with Jimmy, and after those conversations, we reached the decision to return the show on Tuesday. And now we wait with bated breath to hear what, if anything, Kimmel has to say about the whole ordeal." The Supreme Court handed Trump yet another win on Monday, with an unsigned order upholding his firing of Federal Trade Commissioner Rebecca Kelly Slaughter. For now. When Trump first moved to fire Slaughter in March, he challenged a 90-year-old legal precedent that says presidents cannot remove leaders of independent agencies unless there's a reason, like misconduct or neglect of duty, neither of which she's been accused of. So, obviously, she filed a lawsuit to get her job back. And ever since, it's been bouncing through the courts with varying results, reinstating and removing Slaughter from the job with every ruling. This latest order upholds her firing until the Supreme Court hears arguments on the case in December, signaling the justices are open to overturning the Depression-era ruling in Humphrey's executor versus the United States, and greatly expanding the president's executive powers. This, of course, is just the latest in a string of cases weighing President Trump's ability to remove leaders of independent agencies. So far, they have allowed him to remove members of the National Labor Relations Board, the Merit Systems Protection Board, and the Consumer Product Safety Commission, with the reasoning that these agencies exercise executive power. If the Supreme Court rules in his favor, Trump could have the power to fire agency leaders he disagrees with, although there may be some exceptions.
Well, Mr. Homan never took the $50,000 that you're referring to, so you should get your facts straight, number one.
That's White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt lovingly reprimanding a reporter Monday while vehemently denying that Trump's border czar, Tom Homan, accepted cash in a paper bag last year during an FBI investigation, even though the New York Times reported there is an audio recording of him doing so. The story is a little confusing, so let me explain. According to the New York Times, Homan, who was not yet holding any official government position, took a $50,000 payment as part of, quote, a long-running counterintelligence investigation that wasn't actually targeting him. But when he was recorded taking the money in exchange for promises of government contracts, the Department of Justice did open an investigation into Homan for bribery and other crimes. Citing unnamed sources, the Times reported in its story published over the weekend that the Trump administration shut down that investigation. According to the paper, officials of the Justice Department said it did not have sufficient evidence to charge Homan. Now, even reporters at the Times acknowledge that it's unclear whether this investigation would have been closed regardless of who was in the White House. But we feel obligated to point out that this story lands at a time when many questions have been asked about how much control Trump exercises over who the DOJ investigates and who it does not.
Larry Ellison's one of them. He's involved. He's a great guy. Michael Dell is involved. I hate to tell you this, but a man named Lachlan is involved. Do you know who Lachlan is? That's a very unusual name, Lachlan Murdoch.
Mr. Murdoch.
I believe, and you call him, and Rupert is probably going to be in the group. I think they're going to be in the group.
That's Trump on Fox News teasing a potential group of U.S.-based investors who could take control of TikTok, whom he called, quote, American patriots. In the proposed deal, China would license a copy of its powerful algorithm, the app's secret sauce, to the American investor group. American companies would own roughly 80% of the app, while TikTok's Chinese parent company, ByteDance, and other Chinese investors would own less than 20%. Ellison's Oracle would oversee the security of American users' data, which means that China, crucially, would no longer have access to the data. A board of directors made up of national security and cybersecurity experts would have 6 seats on the 7-member board, that last seat being selected by ByteDance. But that person would be excluded from TikTok's security committee. According to a White House official, the deal would not give the federal government an equity stake or, quote, golden share, which would effectively give Trump veto power over key business decisions. But the Wall Street Journal reports that the government is expected to get an unprecedented multi-billion dollar fee from investors for negotiating the deal, which some experts say could be illegal. The president is expected to sign an executive order to move the deal forward this week. TikTok's fate has been in flux for over a year after then-President Joe Biden signed a law to ban TikTok unless it was sold. But Trump, who likes TikTok now, despite trying to ban the app himself during his first term, has punted on the plan 4 separate times. And that's the news. Before we go, the Supreme Court's new term is off to the races, and surprise, surprise, it's a mess. Crooked's legal podcast, Strict Scrutiny, is here to cut through the chaos with legal expertise, plenty of side eye, and SCOTUS smack talk. New episodes drop every Monday. Listen wherever you get your podcasts or on YouTube. That's all for today. If you like the show, make sure you subscribe, leave a review, salute Harry Styles on breaking a 3-hour marathon in Berlin, and tell your friends to listen. And if you're into reading, and not just about how the singer ran under a pseudonym and managed to run a 2:59:13 marathon despite unusually hot weather, like me, What a Day is also a nightly newsletter. Check it out and subscribe at crooked.com/subscribe. I'm Jane Costin, and if you're listening to the show, Harry Styles, what's your training plan? Are you running rolling 400s? What's your long run strategy? How are you feeling? Do you like gels? Are you an applesauce guy? You seem like an applesauce guy. What a Day is a production of Crooked Media. It's recorded and mixed by Desmond Taylor. Our associate producer is Emily Four. Our video editor is Joseph Dutra. Our video producer is Johanna Case. We have production help today from Greg Walters, Matt Berg, Megan Larson, Gina Pollack, and Jonah Eatman. Our senior producer is Erica Morrison, and our senior vice president of news and politics is Adrian Hill. We had help today from the Associated Press. Our theme music is by Colin Gilliard and Kashaka. Our production staff is proudly unionized with the Writers Guild of America East.
Hey, Crooked listeners, if you haven't become a friend of the pod yet, you are missing out on exclusive bonus content that drops every single week. If you do join, you're helping us, grow Crooked Media, which is one of the few independent, proudly pro-democracy media companies left in Trump's America. If you join, you also get ad-free episodes of all your favorite pods, ad-free episodes of Pod Save America, Love It or Leave It, Offline, Pod Save the World. You also get bonus content like our new extra episode of Pod Save America called Pod Save America Only Friends, Dan Pfeiffer's Polar Coaster. You also get access to all of our excellent Substack newsletters like Pod Save America Open Tabs and tons more great content. So stop what you're doing right now and go ahead and subscribe at crooked.com/friends. Check it out.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.